The thoughts and views on the following program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio. This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa, say play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WMUN Connected with Lindsay Marie. And this is a special episode because DCCW
and WCWO are invading Muncie May 18th at 7 p.m. at the Delaware County Fairgrounds to put on a fundraiser to buy a new dog for the MPD canine unit. It'll be a doggone good time.
How we doing, Baron?
Oh, very well. Thank you for having us in.
Yes, glad to have you guys. We're talking about this upcoming wrestling event that we want the city to know about. We want surrounding cities and counties to show out because it's a benefit. It's a benefit for the canine unit for MPD. And I'm not going to lie, when I came in, you guys, and I didn't see any of my furry, fuzzy friends in the studio, I began to look around like, where's the dogs at, right? How's the pups? How's the dog?
They're all doing very well. My old guy, he's in the car right now. The air conditioning is blasting to keep him cool, but he's out there. I'll bring him in.
That's what's up. Seagal, my boy Seagal, I can't wait to see him. And you know what? Is he going to be at the event that we're getting ready to talk about? Are you coming? Make an appearance.
The intentions will be to have him there, yes.
Yes. So. That's what's up.
There's no reason he shouldn't be there. Let's put it that way.
Yes, his handsome self should make an appearance. Because, you know, this is what we're doing it for, right?
Yeah, for Seagal Cute, but I think Leslie referred to him as...
That's actually what I called him, but she's pointing at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it backwards.
But he is Seagal Cute, but he is cute, handsome boy. And we're doing it for Seagal. We're doing it for the canine unit. And, you know, let's be real. Muncie loves to show up and show out for the canines, right?
They do. They came out and supported us last August for the Dog Days of Summer event, and it was really good. And
yes,
we're trying something different this time, you know, something new, and we're going this route with it.
Yes. And let's talk about it. Speaking of Dog Days, I mean, listen, y'all really, you outdid yourselves. It was so fun. I'm looking forward to another event similar, and we're going to blow it up. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Muncie loves showing up for things like this. So this is a benefit for the MPD canine unit, and it's being put on by DCCW. Jerry, can you talk a little bit about DCCW? Give us some background, some maybe information that the folks will be able to connect with and recognize you guys from.
Yeah, so DCCW and WCWO Wrestling. So WCWO, let's talk about them first. WCWO is the longest running wrestling company in Indiana. They also train the up-and-coming wrestlers down in Indianapolis at 1151 Kentucky Avenue.
Okay.
They were just featured on Comic-Con, or at the Comic-Con, Indie Comic-Con, and at Indie Pop-Con, that happened last weekend.
Nice.
Now, DCCW Wrestling, we're now the longest running here in Muncie. DCCW, Delaware County Championship Wrestling, you know, we're here to help the community. That was myself and the other owner, Terry Coons. Mm-hmm. When we got together, one of the things that we told each other was we're going to do whatever we can to help the community mm-hmm. here in Muncie and Delaware County and the surrounding counties, too. Our reach goes wherever everybody will let us go. So we've done a lot of benefits here in Muncie from the Bearcat Rumble with mm-hmm. the Muncie Central Wrestling team. We've done the Juneteenth events for the last few years, and we will mm-hmm. be there this year as
awesome.
Well. We've already talked to the committee there. We even do benefits out in Jay County for the Jay County Wrestling Club and the Jay County Fair. So
yes.
We definitely are excited about this show. When Rothschild over there got a hold of us and asked if we could do something like that. I said, absolutely. We were already in. Myself and Terry said we were in from the get-go, and then Joey Owens, who runs WCWO Wrestling out of Indianapolis, he was in. And it's great to have the other counties and other cities jumping in to help as well, because one important thing, just like, you know, I'm a deputy in Albany, and, mm-hmm. you know, police and everything is a brother and sisterhood. Well, wrestling is a brother and sisterhood.
Come on.
So it's very... close to me and important to me that I can get both of my brother and sisterhoods together.
That's nice.
For a great cause.
Yes, that's nice, and it's fun.
Oh,
you know,
man.
As you were naming it, we talked off the mic a little bit because I'm familiar with y'all at Juneteenth. As soon as you said, "Oh yeah, we were at Juneteenth," I'm like, "Oh my gosh, my kids love you guys." I mean, you guys are fun. There is always a crowd around you guys, so engaging. And like when I walked in today, like, you guys are very dramatic. You bring it in. You bring me in. You guys, man, you put on a great show. So I love the connecting points there. Baron Rothschild, how you doing over there?
No, I'm just waiting for whenever you holler at me. No problem.
Let's go. I want to talk to you. So listen, tell me a little bit about you, your role with this big event, and, you know, just give me something.
Well, I worked with Sergeant Skaggs over here for several years. He's a good man. I love him. Maybe not so much love. I like him a lot.
He's all right, right?
Yeah,
he's
all right. I've been involved with WCWO for about a year now as a referee, official, whatever you want to call me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked a few fundraiser shows, and I've worked a few times with DCCW. And I know what fundraisers can be in Muncie. I know there's an infrastructure there. There's a fan base that will come out for the police department.
Yes.
There's a base for wrestling fans to come out. There's no reason not to combine them and put them out for a good cause. And I know these DCCW guys are always up for fundraising.
Yes.
Down WCWO, mm-hmm. we're also looking to expand into philanthropy and stuff like that. So there's no reason not to get these two guys together. And so I'm just kind of the conduit between it. And we're going to do something good, and we're going to do something big.
Let's go. Let's go. Way to bridge the gap.
Let's go.
Yes. Baron Rothschild, you guys. So thanks for being that bridge, making this happen. I see what you've done here. So really quick, I haven't even shared the details of this event. So it is happening Saturday, May 18th, 6 p.m. is when doors open. And that bell time, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
7 p.m., right? It's happening at Delaware County Fairgrounds.
Yes.
You know, so how can people, as they're listening, and they're like, oh, I want to go, where can they get their tickets?
So tickets, there's three numbers on the flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Monroe, Terry Coons, and then myself. Our numbers are on there. We will answer phone calls. You can also go on Facebook and type in Delaware County Championship Wrestling. And go and message our page directly, and we can get a hold of you there. A lot of our fans that already come to our DCCW shows, they do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And phone calls, we can get right out to you. One of us will come out and hand you physical tickets in hand.
I like that. What a customer service touch.
Front rows are gonna go quick.
Yeah,
they're already going.
Okay.
Front rows always go. And the one thing that we haven't touched on yet about the show,
let's go,
is a huge, huge thing. Is there's going to be two wrestling rings there, not just one. There's
okay.
going to be two.
Not
it's
one.
It's a double
but
ring
two.
Event.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So both rings will be side by side each other.
Uh-huh.
The action can spill over into any of those rings or even outside the ring. We have been known to spill
mm-hmm.
some action outside the ring. And then, so the front row seating has almost doubled. Because normally you only have one ring to put the seats around.
Right.
So I believe we're going to have about 90 front row seats, but I believe about half of them are already gone.
Oh, my goodness.
So
get your tickets.
Yes.
You heard. You've seen them in town. You've seen them in surrounding counties as well. So be sure to get your tickets. I do love, like I said, a little customer service here. Like, it's nice. You're going to actually deliver, you know, the tickets to folks. This is awesome. And we'll make sure that we post a visual of this flyer as well.
At Appreciate the end of the that. Week, you'll also be able to go to City Hall, to the Chief's Office, Muncie Police chief's office, not the fire department.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd probably be annoyed, but you can you can purchase some tickets over there too.
Okay.
Oh, and then Greek's Pizza on McGalliard will have tickets as well, just general admission tickets. The front row tickets and the VIP tables will have in hand. General admission tickets will be at Greek's Pizza, and then I know Rothschild over there is talking to Savages. Maybe we can get them as well, just to have another access point.
Solid, solid, very good. All right. Well, listen, we're going to talk a little bit more after the break because, you know, Muncie, we love hearing about the dogs. We want to know a little bit more. Skaggs, all right. Yes, let's go. So after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more right here on WMUN, the Talk of Muncie.
This is Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa. Say play WMUN. Now, here's Lindsay Marie.
And welcome back to WMUN with Lindsay. We're here in the studio with Baron Rothschild, Sergeant Skaggs of the MPD K-9 Unit, myself, Jared Bird, and our lovely host, Lindsay.
Yes, come on. You sound amazing. Thank you for that intro, Jared. That was great. So, all right, let's dive back in. If our listeners are just joining us, we've been talking about the benefit coming up May 18th for the MPD K-9 unit. But let's talk about the actual wrestling event. So, you know, I grew up on wrestling, okay? So I know, and I've seen you all, but for those that have never been to one of your events, like, what can people expect to see? What experience? I mean, what's the vibe? Give me a little something.
Delaware County Championship Wrestling and the Wild Championship Wrestling Outlaws want you to do your civic duty. Both companies invade the Delaware County Fairgrounds May 18th to raise funds for a new canine for the Muncie Police Department. We will have in action, from the interior of Africa, the man-beast, Hadari. WWF and WCW veteran superstar, TJ Powers. The King, Mitchell Taylor. Hail to the King, baby. War Ready Maleko. In on release from the Hancock County Jail, deranged criminal, Jackson Morgan. See the much-anticipated champion versus champion match. WCWO's Indianapolis bad boy, Zay Gates, versus DCCW and Muncie's favorite son, Dalton Love. Muncie or Indianapolis, which is the city of champions? Hey, why don't you buy a ticket and find out, bud? See Muncie's first survival match featuring JKO and the ladies' man, Mike King, versus the James Gang and four surprise contestants. Eight men, two rings. One great cause. Who will be left standing? Find out May 18th at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. Doors at 6 p.m., bell time at 7. It'll be a doggone good time.
Lindsay, our events are absolutely amazing, and it's for everybody. It's not a bunch of blood and cussing and anything like that. We are friendly, family family friendly to the core.
Yes.
I mean, we do the live events out at Juneteenth, so that's live in front of kids and everybody.
Yes.
You can absolutely feel safe to bring your kids to this event and support a great cause. And just think about it, where, you know, you take drama class and you put it on steroids and you throw in a couple slams and some hits and kicks and some high flying action and everything, and you get professional wrestling.
Yes.
And it's some place that even kids and adults both, you get, there can be stressful times in your life. Some place that you can just unplug for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And make you not think about life.
Yes.
And engage yourself in the action of professional wrestling. That's what we're about.
I like it. And this is going to be fun. The kid-friendly part, you got me sold, let's be real. Because, you know, there's a lot of kids in our community. There's a lot that folks are looking for something to do with their kids. So This is it, you guys. May 18th on Saturday. Let's talk a little bit about the dogs, because this is the this event is for the dogs, right?
It is for the dogs.
Yes, Mr. Seagal. So let's just kind of start with this. You know, the purpose of our canine unit. Give me just a quick blurb. What's the purpose of our canines?
I mean, they are an incredible tool, and they are used day in and day out to help keep this community safe. And that goes from either finding someone that could be a missing child, a senior citizen that has wandered off. We can use them to locate people. And that's the biggest thing they are. They're a locating tool for us. They can locate harmful substances, so any kind of narcotic drugs and things like that. We use them to get that kind of stuff off the streets, away from the members of our community, because we want to keep the kids and the good people of this city, we want to keep them safe. So they're a great tool. They're a great asset to the police department. And, you know, they are the ultimate nullifier when it comes to a lot of things. They de-escalate a lot of situations.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be a violent ending like people think. It's sometimes you just put a dog in play,
mm-hmm.
and that's enough to change the attitude someone might have, and just, you know, peaceful resolution is all we look for. And
yeah.
they are the greatest de-escalating tool that we have.
Yes, incredible. Officer Seagal, let's talk about him for a second. That's my buddy.
No, he's my buddy. He sleeps on my couch. He's my buddy.
Well, thanks for introducing us. And in my heart and mind, Seagal, if you're listening, you're my buddy too. But let's talk a little bit about him. So what is his specialty? Because I know last time you were here in the studio, you talked about just different departments, right? And the fact that they all do different things. Give me Seagal's specialty, if you will.
So all of our dogs, Seagal included, are mm-hmm. dual-purpose narcotic and patrol work. So they can sniff out narcotic substances. And then they can also, like I said, they do patrol work. So they can track, they can area search, they can, you know, find people, find articles. So it could be evidence such as clothing or a weapon or something like that. They are trained to do all of that. We don't have an explosives dog here on our department. The sheriff's department does have them. I think that mm-hmm. might be something in the works at some point for us too, as we add more dogs to our unit. That expands our abilities to do more.
Yeah.
So it's you know, different departments run like gun dogs strictly, and just to go locate weapons when they're used in a crime.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use like dogs to find cadavers. It's just they have a whole wide range of things that they can do.
Yeah, that's amazing. I know last time you were here, Leslie and I were talking about this off the mic. We loved when you shared, when I say soup, right, the ingredients of mm-hmm. soup, you know exactly what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. You named just an analogy. Can you share one more time with our listeners how a dog's nose works differently
yeah, so
than ours?
The receptors in a dog's nose is way, they have a lot more in their nose than what we do, as far as the spongy tissue that absorbs odor molecules, if you would. So what we were basically taught was it's the soup or the chili theory. So it's we walk into a room, we come home, and mom's cooking dinner, and she's making soup, and we walk in, oh, mom's making soup again, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Dog comes into the room, and they break it down to the base components of whatever that soup or chili or whatever it is. So they smell all of the ingredients, just the different spices. If it's chili, you know, they smell the tomato juice and the chili powder, and if you know, beans, hamburger, whatever it is you put
mm-hmm.
in it, they smell it down to the base components of what it is.
Yeah,
and that's how they differentiate. You know, you get into a car or something like that has, you know, a human odor and mm-hmm. old clothing and food and drinks and stuff like that. That's how they differentiate the substance that they're trained to actually
mm-hmm.
detect, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether it be marijuana or something that's cocaine related or something like that.
It's brilliant. I love the way their noses work.
They have heightened senses, things that we can't do.
That's so cool. They're so cool. All right, really quick, we're wrapping this up. At the actual wrestling match, you guys talked off the mic about possible demonstrations with a canine.
Yes.
There's a possibility. Awesome. We're still working on some details, but it would, we want to show our dogs off.
That would be really cool. A little education moment for the audience members. Very good. Let's give the people one more time, Jared, just what all the details are, how they can get their tickets. Just give me the rundown.
All right. Live at the Delaware County Fairgrounds, we got the benefit for the MPD K-9 unit Saturday, May 18th,
1210 Willing Avenue. We got WCWO Wrestling and DCCW Wrestling coming together to benefit the canine unit. You can get tickets from Kyle Monroe at 765-749-2847, Terry Kuhn, 765-212-6090, or myself at 765-215-3258. Or you can stop at Greek's Pizza on McGalliard and pick up some tickets.
You killed that. Thank you so much for those details. And thank you, each of you, for being here. I love what you're doing. And listen, I'm going to try to make it out because this is going to be fun. I want
to
be there.
Well, I believe you have to make it out, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Are you supposed to be a special ring announcer?
You guys are giving me a little job.
You got a job. You got
to
be there.
All right. Your girl's going to be trying the announcer voice at the event. Yes. Well, thank you guys for coming. And listen, as always, this is your show. I'm just holding the mic right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie.
This has been Connected with Lindsay Marie on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams on Alexa. Say, play WMUN, and replays available on WMUNMuncie.com. Search Connected. The thoughts and views on the preceding program were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily of WMUN or Wolf Boom Radio.